With the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, in Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house, and we're just like, this is a, I got a full house. This is the biggest 411 show Christmas party I have ever had. Everybody, I sent an invitation out, and just almost everybody, with the exception of maybe one or two people, showed up. So it's beautiful. I love it, and we're going to have good choirs this morning. Now, my special guest co-host for this 8 o'clock hour is none other than Nashville's Mayor David Briley. And Mayor Briley, welcome.
Good morning. Good
now, wait a minute, Councilman. Sit down for 1 second, because you got... You're seasoned in this.
Councilman O'Connell just brought me.
Turn his mic on, X, please.
Councilman O'Connell just brought me a cup of coffee.
I said he's seasoned. He knows. He brought me mine, too, because he knows the you know.
Well, you know, the mayor is my constituent as well.
Is he really now? Okay.
He's trying to buy a vote.
I don't think you get to vote anymore.
I do. There's an election in August, so.
Councilman O'Connell, can you? You've been here multiple times. Can you just give the nutshell to Mayor Briley? This is his first party.
Boy, you know, it's. I think like Erica, he's. I don't know if you warned him that he's going to be expected to sing.
I did. He said, "I'm not going to do that."
I said, "You know,
it's not a solo." Okay.
It's a community chorus.
Exactly.
It's just a party on air. That's all it is.
That's all it is. And this is how people sound at parties, and they're mixing and mingling and talking and meeting each other and having something to eat and why not throw music in?
That's exactly right. Now, Sharon, I've got to ask another question, though. Has he done What's the 411 yet?
Yes, he has.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I have.
Twice, I think.
Somehow I must have missed these.
I've got them on my podcast.
All right, there you go. I'm going to go find them.
You live in infamy now in my podcast. So that, see, you hear him?
I hear him practicing.
Okay. That's real, Mayor.
I can hear.
You'll be a part of that.
I promise I'll be a part of that. Even if you don't hear me individually, I will be a part of that in spirit.
You'll be in here with me because you're going to stay in here with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, as the mayor of a growing, thriving city, the essence of this broadcast is to project what our city is really all about. So you see people from all stripes here, from all age groups, X's family, my family, our staunch supporters from the station, our community of faith friends, family, business people, moms. I mean, this is the hodgepodge.
Some of the Fisk family, too. We have at least one professor.
Oh, that's right. Oh, no, we have two. Dr. Wingfield.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he's here, and as well as Professor Wallace. So it's just a hodgepodge of just all kind of people. I have friends from the nonprofit realm, the Frisch Center. I mean, this is just the community of Nashville. Now, as mayor, how do you see this first Christmas for you in this place we call home?
Well, the last week or two, I've spent some time reflecting on the last calendar year.
Yeah.
And I can identify some great things that have happened, but I guess I'm focusing right now and thinking about the challenges and how we can plan out the next year and addressing some of those challenges like housing costs and wages and just the long-term multi-generational poverty we have in some of our communities and trying to confront those things.
Yeah.
And then on the upside, you know, we have the NFL draft coming in April.
That's exciting.
It's going to be probably the biggest event the city has ever had. I think that's likely to be the case.
Wow.
And
Ever had
in terms of the number of people coming to town.
Wow.
Over 100,000 people, I think, are likely to be here for that. And be both incredibly good for the taxes we collect here as I try to find money for a cost of living adjustment for Metro employees in the coming year, and probably a pain in the rear end when it comes to traffic jams.
I was about to say, how the citizens going to navigate through that one?
Oh, you know, it's a mixed bag. Very few things are clearly great or horrible. I mean, there's right now the growth is both good and bad for the community.
Excellent. Well, I know that the traffic thing has got to be on the top of the list, I know, for you as the mayor, but also for the council. Is that the number one thing that people have complained about in Nashville?
I'd say it's one of the top issues that people have on their minds, and that's especially true if it rains and they get stuck in traffic. I think people are concerned about wages. I think they're concerned about public education.
Yeah.
I think that...
And affordable housing.
Affordable housing and just a sense of equity when it comes to opportunity.
Yes.
And so that's this next week, the council will be considering legislation. I think it's on first reading to change the way we do procurement for Metro. It's got... Is it on
we
second
might be
reading?
On second, because I think I signed on as a co-sponsor on first. So.
Yeah, so there are 32 sponsors, I believe, as of Friday, so I'm optimistic that that's going to be a big part of leveling the playing field for minority-owned and women-owned businesses when it comes to doing business with the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably have the highest obligation in our city, the government does, to make sure we're being fair with people.
Yeah.
So we haven't been probably in the past, and so we're excited about that. I think it's a significant step forward for the city.
How has the response been from the people that have heard about that?
I don't think I have heard a single serious objection to it.
Good.
Yeah, I think that the Chamber of Commerce supports it.
Yeah.
And they see it not only as the right thing to do, but the smart thing to do. Because everyone sees that not enough people are getting to ride the wave right now, and this is a good way for us to make a change on that.
Well, and Sharon, let me just jump in there, too, because as exciting as that is, you know, in terms of what we can do right here in Nashville, I will say one of the most, you know, the mayor just mentioned the NFL draft. I was amazed. They came in and met with us on their inclusion practices, and they're looking to source a lot of the activities from food to any of the services that come in for that major event.
Cool.
Coming from the businesses that maybe didn't get those seats at the table in the past. So that's also a big deal. So a lot of good stuff coming in.
It is good. Well, we'll be optimistic in 19, but there's still a lot of people that have no roof, you know, no home, no shelter, nowhere to go. So, you know, we're going to continue concentrating on that in the community. And I'll be talking to both of y'all in 2019 about that.
Yeah. It was solemn yesterday. The weather was nice, the sun was shining, but the mayor and I were both down at the homeless memorial service down at the riverfront.
Yeah.
And to your point, there's still a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and it's growing. I think it's growing. Because, you know, you can't afford almost, it's, you know, too high, too rich for everybody's blood, and that's unfortunate. Okay, so we're going to bring the super choir back, the community choir. I won't say super because that name is already trademarked.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Dr. Bobby Jones.
Oh.
Yes, that's his stuff.
The super choir. Huh?
Yeah, that's real. That is so real.
I'm not sure you can trademark that for real.
I'm
going to put my lawyer hat on.
Okay.
I'm not sure that's possible.
I don't know, but I don't want to take from Luke.
The Let's ambassador, not get into a lawsuit.
Yeah, the ambassador of gospel, because one of the members of the super choir is here.
Mm.
He is leading us.
I think that lets us appropriate it then.
Oh.
Since he's here.
The super duper. Okay. Anyway, we're going to, you are listening to the 17th 411 Show Live Christmas Party. It's a privilege to get to do this every year, and I'm very thankful to the Father for allowing this, us to gather like this on live radio in Nashville. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
Here's a community reminder from listener-supported Jazzy 88.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, And sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision. Especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed, high. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Oh, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A community reminder from listener-supported Jazzy 88.
There I was, geared up for the party of the year. Everyone was gonna be there, even Kate, my dream girl. We'd fall in love, travel. But suddenly, there was no party. No Kate, nothing for me but aches, chills, and fever. All because I got the flu. If only I'd gotten a flu vaccine. Sam got one. Sam went to the party. Sam met up with Kate, and they're going to another party tonight, together, which I'm missing since 4 days later. I'm still sidelined with the flu.
Flu can be serious for anyone, even people who are really healthy. And it's especially risky if you have a health condition like asthma or diabetes. So get vaccinated. If you're younger than 26, a flu vaccine could even be covered under your parents' health plan if you don't have one. Find a nearby place to get vaccinated at flu.gov. Brought to you by HHS.
I am a veteran. I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet.
DAV helps veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran. When I got out, I felt like Nora was safe.
So veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory was finding the help I needed. Thanks to DAV, now I feel like I'm human again.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
.1 WFSK FM, Fisk University, Nashville.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Merry Christmas, Nashville. All right, you heard the extra bells. That was the mayor. Mayor, go ahead and shake yours, would you? Okay, that's his bells. That's my bells. So you know the difference when the bells are off key. I'm just saying. the choir, X, from your vantage point, is this not the biggest choir we've ever had? I mean, this is, is it not big?
Hey.
It's the biggest choir we've ever had.
Time to write a song. Ever, Drake, can you write one on the fly?
Ever, can you write one on the fly? Christmas song.
Well, now.
He's asking
you
for
only have a few more minutes.
Yeah.
And you know, Christmas jingle for the 411 show.
He's going to do that later because he got to sing for real in South Englewood Church. Now, here's what we're going to do for, because time is of the essence. Everett, I'm giving you the direction too at the same time. Normally, I put a short pause in between
the chorus and then the male chorus. But this time, when the regular chorus is done, the ladies go out and the men, you stay in, because we're going to almost go simultaneously with this. Okay? So, are you ready?
Yes.
What will our selections be?
This month? Little Town of Bethlehem, followed by Go Tell It on the Mountain. Now, did you do your good singing the last time?
Of course.
Okay, that's what I want to
hear. I was with the tenors.
Now, come on. That's what I want to hear. All right. Everybody ready?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy love street shineth the
your mic over here, this one. That's you.
Okay.
All right. Now you got your music.
Oh, we're doing all
that. Average, you ready for
we'll be trying to
first of mine.
Come on, Councilman, get in here. Is that everybody? Where's Dr. Wingfield at? Oh, there you are. Okay. All right.
One and two, maybe.
Okay.
Come on, y'all. This is not.
That's the first one. That's really not.
Well, just repeat the first one twice. Okay.
And what's the progress?
You know, this, they're all together. They're both together. Okay.
So one, two, or both together? I mean, the same.
No, I mean, one right after another.
Okay.
Yeah. We do one and two.
Got it.
Yeah.
And God bless you, Mary Jones.
Okay, come on, Everett. Let's go. Let's go. On three.
We three kings.
Right.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. Till watching yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
God bless ye, merry gentlemen. Ready?
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power, we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord we praises, all with within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy child of Christmas, kindle in our hearts with grace. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Yeah! Yeah! I'm there, ring the bell. Yeah! Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, as you guys get ready to go out, and Mayor, you're staying here. You can get in your pilot seat now, your co-pilot seat. Say your name so we can know who was in our mail chorus. Say your name as you go out.
Dr. Brian Kent Wallace.
Of?
Department of Physics, Fisk University.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right.
Jeremiah Walker.
Of? What school?
Tribeca Nazarene University.
All right, Tribeca. Yeah.
Victor Chapman, producer of Nashville's number one jazz series, Jazz on the Cumberland.
Yes, sir.
All right, Victor.
John Wiggins of J. Wiggs Productions.
J. Wiggs. Yeah. J. Wiggs.
Robert Wingfield,
producer
of Common Sense. Fisk University.
All right, Dr. Wingfield.
Amos Jackson of Nashville, Tennessee.
Amos, yeah. Amos.
James Artis, Tennessee
James,
Tribune.
All right, our man over at the Tribune, yes.
And Freddie O'Connell, Metro Council District 19.
All right, that's our council district. Councilman O'Connell, give him a hand, y'all. Yay! Yay! And they were under the direction of
Everett Drake, Bobby Jones, Gospel Bobby Jones Presents, and Mr. Amen Go Right There.
Yes, it does. Oh, Everett, right quick, before you step out of here, tell the mayor just 30 seconds on the Nashville Super Choir, because he was wasn't really that familiar with it. Just tell him what it is.
Well, the Nashville Super Choir is an organization that Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones created to be a part of his television show, Bobby Jones Gospel. After being on BET for 35 years, we are now on the Impact Television Network. They come along every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. On Impact Television Network, which is 268 on the Dish satellite, 380 on Direct Television, and 84 on Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Mayor, we would love to have you come and be a part of our taping sometimes. We tape every third Sunday at Mount Zion Antioch there on Murfreesboro, right, Road from 4 to 6 p.m. I'd love
You're
to come.
Always welcome.
I would love to come. There's somebody sitting back here listening who's taking note.
Okay, because that super choir is known around the world.
Oh, yeah. Right, I'd love to come.
Yeah, we travel throughout America. We've probably been in 18 or 20 foreign countries representing our city and our state and the country. Ambassador Jones has become a part of black culture and well respected throughout the world. And we're very proud to be a part of his organization. And you're always welcome. As a matter of fact, I'm extending you an invitation to come this very afternoon because I'm going at 4 o'clock. I'd be happy to look up and see you there, too.
Well, let me look at my calendar and see if I can make it there. I'm headed to South Englewood next.
That's his church.
That's my church.
Is there Rock City Church?
First Baptist Church, South Englewood. Yeah. Used to be Rock City.
And
absolutely.
So we're putting a historical marker out there at 10:45 this morning.
I'll see you again.
To honor
we're gonna
that
make
church.
A full day of this, man.
We are.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna make it my point to come out and say, see, I told you this was our church.
I will give you my wife's phone number because I think she has plans for me this afternoon, but perhaps you can intercede.
I do understand. But it's a pleasure to meet you personally.
Lord,
likewise.
See you. Everett, you're beautiful. Okay. I love you. Thank you so much. Okay, now X, if you can get Sherry Mays and her company that came with her and get a couple of the ones that haven't been on yet so we can get them in and say a quick word. So you see what we do, right?
I do.
It's different, isn't it?
It's perfect.
It's most unusual. But that's what holidays to me are about.
Right.
Do you remember when you were growing up and the most fun you ever had?
Well, back in the 19th century. yeah, of course I do. I remember Christmas very vividly, to be honest. I do.
And what'd you guys do fun?
Well, my grandfather was mayor when I was growing up.
Okay.
And
well,
so
that was
a big part of going to his house was the thing we did almost literally every weekend. It was a sort of a ritual. And so
where did he live?
He lived out in Englewood.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's where.
Is that where you grew up?
I did not. I grew up over close to David Lipscomb, close to Overton High School.
Uh-huh.
So my grandfather had been born on Trutland Street in East Nashville and his family lived over there his whole life. So they moved out to Englewood in the 30s, I think. And then we went to his house and had three cousins who would always be there. It was very close family, and I always got what I wanted or what I needed. I guess more importantly, I always got what I needed.
What was the thing, the biggest thing that you can think of that you really wanted? What was the it toy during that time?
I remember one year my uncle, much to my mother's dismay, gave me a .22 rifle.
I'm certain.
Which she promptly took away.
I am certain.
I like to ride the bike, so we had a little mini bike, little motorcycle, I guess you'd call it now, that my dad gave us one year. So those were the kinds of things.
Yeah.
There were no iPhones.
That's
I think Pong came out as a video game when I was young, so I remember
getting that. That then was so exciting, right?
Right.
And now it's boring to the kids.
Correct.
Probably.
They were just like 30 seconds later, like, what is this? So, I don't know. My brother and I spent most of our time outside when we were growing up.
Yeah.
And so that would have been the kind of thing we would have wanted, something to play with outside.
Yeah. Now, how many children do you have?
I just have one.
Okay, what does your one want?
He wants some ear pods, some of those wireless Apple earbuds, and that's about it. She's not big on presents this year. He hasn't really said.
I can tell you the most gift that I wanted the most was a pair of white go-go boots. Now, that would really date me because that would be, like, so old school. You're like, what are go-go boots here?
I know what go-go boots are.
That is so old school. That is so old school. Look on my desk. You see Bonnie's name on something in there. Come on, sit down. X, also send Phyllis in here, too, would you? Okay. And I had, that to me, because my mother used to make all of our stuff. You know, she was just, she would sew everything. So we knew we were going to get something made by her. Mm-hmm. But, my family, they worked hard and they were real, you know, modest means. But it meant, you know, now I can look back and say, I love what she made me. But then I would be like, oh, okay, so my mama made me. And I didn't cherish it as much because all my friends had, you know, shiny, bright objects and toys and things. But I think being with my family and everybody gathering in mass like this was probably some of the most memorable stuff because mm-hmm. we ate well.
Yeah.
If we didn't do anything else, we ate well.
Yeah, this is going to date me, too. I remember being in first grade at Glendale Elementary, and my mom had made me a pair of purple velvet pants, and worked hard at it, but her technique may not have been the greatest, and they ripped up the rear in first grade, and I remember running to the principal's office. Mm-hmm. Mary Craighead was the principal there at that point in time, and she sent me to the nurse. So the nurse could sew them up for me. That's like one of the most traumatic things I've ever
Certainly
in my whole
that
life.
Was traumatic.
Oh, yeah.
With
first grade.
That was. Yeah. Those are the memories that you never forget. Yeah. Those are the things that are in
it. But what people don't, I think, appreciate is that, so I was born in 1964,
uh-huh.
and in the 60s and 70s, virtually everybody in Nashville was of modest means.
That's true.
I mean, it was just a different place.
Times have changed.
It has.
Yeah, times have changed. So. Now, in the studio, Sherry Mays is a faithful WFSK listener. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Sherry?
I know you're shocked. You didn't have any idea that half this craziness was going to be going on, did you, when you said, oh, Christmas party? You probably thought we were just going to stand around and smile. It's been nuts, huh?
Yes. This is a surprise.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I know that you support the station and a lot of things that the station does. And I don't know, per se, if you have interacted on this level with us before, so you usually see us at the festivals and different events like that, but not, you know, close and personal like this. So I wanted you to enjoy this experience at least one time so you can say, okay, now I know why I like that station, because this is not going to happen anywhere else, I assure you. Now, who did you bring with you today?
I brought with me Erica Hayes. Erica Hayes is a dear friend of mine, and she wrote this fantastic book called Broke, Ink, Sexy.
Okay.
And I'm going to let her talk about it because she is the author.
Now, let me say this because I don't have time for the interview. Tell us, like, 30 seconds, and we'll talk to you another time on my show about the book. Just who you are and how long is this your first book and how long, just a capsule on the book, okay?
Okay. So my name is Erica Hayes. I'm a CPA, and the book is primarily about how you deal with your money
uh-huh.
and the emotional side of it, much more so than
okay.
just the money. Because most people think, well, if I had more money, then, you know,
then life would be pleasant, huh?
But it's what you do with your money and what your financial habits are and what you okay. learned. That's what actually affects how much money you have.
Okay, excellent. How long have you been a writer? This your first
book?
This
is my first book.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay, super.
Broke ain't sexy.
It is not. But we're trying to make it that, you know, in today's world. We try hard. So, have you had a good time today?
I've had a great time today.
You were like, what is going on when you first got here?
Yes.
I know you were. You was like, I don't know. Would you bring me up to a nut house? You know, people running back and forth and all this kind of stuff. But so far, you've enjoyed yourself?
I've had a great time.
Now, Mayor, do you have a quick question for the ladies?
Well, now you put me totally on the spot. Why did you decide to write your first book?
Well, I had a friend of mine who was pressuring me about writing a book, and he kept telling me there are so many things that I know because I've been doing accounting for over 25 years. He said there are things that I know that other people need to know. So what I did was when I outlined it in a way that if I was talking to my daughter, what would I tell her about money?
Great.
So,
that's cool.
And was it a rewarding experience to write it?
Yes, it was. It's much more rewarding now because so many people are reading it and they're telling me that they're really learning things and they're getting a lot out of it. So.
And is there a website?
Yes, the website is www.brokeaintsexy.com.
All right, that sounds great.
Now, see, he's good. Go ahead, Mary. He had it lined up like he knew it. Oh, I don't know what
to
say.
I just want to make sure that we're
six questions.
It sounds like it is an important thing to advocate for.
Baby, you need to autograph that to the mayor, okay?
I can do that.
That's how you work it.
Okay.
You know, we work the magic over here.
Okay.
And speaking of working magic, scoot closer to that microphone. Phyllis, Phyllis Qualls Brooks, pull this one over closer to you. You are and have been a friend of mine for decades.
Decades.
And this is your 99th Christmas party. I know.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, this is the biggest choir we've ever had, isn't it?
It is. I didn't even get to do my solo piece.
No,
man.
No. Don't go, we missed the solo.
Yes, we have so many people here.
I'll hand you the music.
Yeah, well, the singing
ready.
Part is done now.
Yeah,
so
no question.
Yeah, we were happy. It was wonderful to have so many people.
It was. I mean, it was like, oh my God, I don't want to
juggle this. And to continue. Erica, did you date it? Always date.
The facts are is that when I send the invitations out, as you know, every year, I absolutely never know who's going to respond. So I send out a bunch knowing that only a certain percentage are going to show up. And it just so happened. There must not be anything else going on in Nashville this weekend because I'm it.
Well, I mean, you just are a priority on people's schedules.
Sweet.
So understand
that's why
that,
I love
that
you.
What you have done and what you continue to do in advocating for the city.
Yes,
and its growth,
absolutely.
And people respect that because you are consistent.
Yeah,
you have a heart, and for this community, for this station, Mayor, the things that she has done for this station in the 10 plus 13 years that she has been here,
13 baby.
Has just been phenomenal.
That is good.
And making it a mainstay as far as jazz radio stations, but as for being the general manager, the only African-American female general manager of a radio station, regardless as to whether it's commercial or non-commercial, it takes money to run them.
Amen. So, and I know you know, because he said he was going to make a donation before he left, and I was like, this ain't even time. It's always time, but I was so surprised. I'm like,
she'll take the money, man.
She'll take the money.
But regardless of what is going on, you know, the mayor's very busy schedule, but he took time out of his schedule
he did.
To come and be here this morning. So that is a validation and evidence as to the importance of this year. Ring the bell. And thank you.
We all ring the bell.
He's not campaigning.
No.
He's not. He's just being mayor. But more than that, he's just being a citizen.
Yes, he
to
is.
To just come and be here this morning. So,
and let me just say one caveat. No pressure when you get an email from me saying every mayor for 17 years has been up here. So no pressure, Phyllis.
I didn't feel any pressure. they advertised a good breakfast as well. So.
And I will say,
and that is here.
It is Daphne's Delectables is our annual caterer, and this is the mother of Daphne's Delectables, Mrs. Martha J. Brown, her son and daughter-in-law. Support us. You know, we hire them to cater this breakfast as well as send breakfast down for the radiothon. This is also my team, my left and right. Moses had to have somebody hold his arms up. And Miss Brown is my spiritual mom because the Lord took my mom to me for me in 2015 and sent me a spiritual mom that kept me lifted in prayer. Constantly, and my friend Juanita, Christian sister, all of us been knowing each other over 30 years, and they are staunch supporters of the station. So wherever I go, I take my crew with me. they keep me a support team, and it's good to have people on your side that got your back. Regardless. So everybody I know knows them now. So they expect to see, when they come here, they expect to see them.
Yes.
When they get to the top of the stairs, where's Miss Brown and Juanita? Because they're always faithful. And Juanita's sister is Brenda Morrow at, what's the name of that organization? Edge Hill. That's her sister. So they're community advocates.
Well.
Community advocates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is our final segment. And this is, there's a lot of things that, you see how quick the time flies.
I know how it does.
When you're having fun. Now, here's what's going to happen. We're going to take about a 60-second timeout. X, is that your daughter over there?
Yes.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing? You're just pretty. That's X's daughter. The last chorus singing. It's going to be one, two, three. It's four songs. So I'm going to give you guys a few moments to go out there and refresh yourselves and get your music in order, because we're going to run straight through those four. And then we say our goodbyes at the end, and I'll give you your instructions when you come in, okay? So we're going to take a brief, quick timeout, and we'll gather our troops and tell them to move quickly because we ain't got a whole lot of time. Anyway, you're listening to the live version of the 411 Show annual Christmas party. What does this holiday mean? Well, of course, it means food, family, friends, fellowship, but Jesus is the reason for the season. We'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Can you believe it? We actually made it through college, girl. Can you believe it? We're besties and graduating seniors. Yes! Sarah, I know you can hardly wait to get back home to see your family and friends, right?
Well, kind of. You did notice, Jasmine, that my mom was not at my graduation. You did notice, didn't you? Who does that?
Well, I really wasn't gonna go there, Sarah.
Well, I'm going to go there, Jasmine. You are my closest friend. I haven't shared this with anyone, not even close family members. Last time I was home on break, I found a bunch of bottles of pain pills with my mom's name on them, and empty pill bottles for drugs like Oxycontin and Xanax. She would be knocked out on the couch every day, not even aware that I was home. I'm really getting scared, Jasmine, that one day my mom won't wake up.
Sarah, it's time now. You and your family need to talk right away. You really need to have the conversation.
To help a loved one, or for more information, contact STARS at havetheconversationtn.org or 615-983-6803. This public service announcement is funded by the Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health for STARS Middle Tennessee Opioid Misuse Prevention Initiative.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Which, how many verses do you want to do? Now remember, you have four songs.
I know.
So you want one verse of each or two? Two? Okay. One and two.
We're live.
One and two. Make it simple. First and the second.
Yeah, exactly.
You want first and
the second?
We're live.
First and last.
That's a good point. First and last.
Okay.
First and last.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We're live.
Yes. My red light came on while we was I was adjusting the mics. Oh my goodness. Okay, now we are back live, and everybody, power down. Just 1 second. We are so I can introduce this last final segment. Mayor, has this been the fastest hour you've ever seen?
Just about.
I mean,
just
literally. About. Literally, for me, it has whizzed by.
My blood pressure got up at the beginning when you said I had to sing. I didn't know that. Maybe that's why I went fast. I don't know.
And his eyes opened like this, y'all. Like, what? Boy, that would be pressure, wouldn't it? You, the new mayor, and if you do or don't sing well on the radio.
Well, there's a guarantee for the answer to that one.
That could determine
the next. They won't take odds on that.
That could determine your next vote.
He has to sing.
He has to prove it.
The singing mayor.
Yes, that's what you're working with.
I think we've had enough transitions this year. Let's not make another one. No kidding.
Now, the word of the direction this time of Professor Kent Wallace and a.k.a. Professor Red Jacket, because the ladies always ask, is he going to wear that red jacket? Yes. So you knew how, when people see him, they comment, aren't you a Professor Red Jacket?
In fact, they do.
Yes. So what are you going to lead us in this time?
We're going to start with Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Lean down.
Oh, right. We're going to start with...
Oops.
We're going to start with Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and then we will do the First Noel, Joy to the World, and then we'll end with We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Super. And as you all exit, when we're done with our finale piece, then we want you to lean down to one of these microphones here, and you're going to have to move rather rapidly. Because there's a lot, about 20-something people in this room. Say who you are and who you want to wish Merry Christmas to as we go, as you exit. And this has been, this whole 2 hours is recorded. So next Sunday when you're home chilling in your pajamas, you'll have to get up at 7. You can hear this whole thing play out as it went. And there'll be some stuff you're going to just plain laugh at. Like, I didn't know that's how he sounded. Oh, my God. You know, that noise in the background? That was me. Anyway, so if you are ready, Professor.
Yes. I'll give you the opening note.
Hark. 1, 2, 3,
and
hark. Hark. Glory. To the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Yeah.
this last one is... You're just going to have to know this one. We wish you a Merry Christmas, but we can wing this.
So,
all right. We wish you, bring us figgy pudding, wish you, chorus out.
All right. Ready, Professor.
One, two, three, and
we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your twins. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now bring us a baby, bring us a baby, bring us a baby, bring us a baby. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yay! Yeah. All right, everybody.
Yeah. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Now, as you begin to file out the door, and I'm taping this for my Facebook page. Don't know if I purchase anything I put on Facebook. I don't even know why I do it. Could y'all like me sometime, please?
We will like you.
Okay, thank you. They just sung We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And as they file out, they're going to tell you who they are and who they'd like to wish Merry Christmas to as we bring this broadcast to a close. Let's start. Somebody, come on. Somebody.
Just want to say, this is Dr. Brian Kent Wallace from the Department of Physics, Fisk University, and all I ask is that you wish someone a Merry Christmas to your strongest friends, because sometimes we forget that they're ones who need it too.
Amen. Next.
I'm Phyllis Qualls Brooks, and I want to wish everyone in Nashville and all through the world a very Merry Christmas and a safe and pleasant New Year, and especially my mom in Detroit, who I'll be visiting during the Christmas Day.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I'm Ramona Wiggins, and I'm the media relations person for this Jazzy Station, and I want to wish everybody in Nashville a very Merry Christmas.
And we can't make it without you and your hubby.
Hi there. I'm Erica Lathan, former reporter at Fox 17, now public relations manager for Addiction Campuses. Just want to wish the entire city of Nashville and Middle Tennessee a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I'm Dr. Pat Jackson, and I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, especially my family and my Nashville community.
And I'm Amos Jackson. Peace and joy to the world. Merry Christmas.
And Pat's husband.
Peggy Wilson, and I wish my immediate family a Merry Christmas, my church family, and the Argyle Avenue Apartments. Merry Christmas.
And I love you forever, Peggy Wilson.
My name is Jeremiah Solo Walker, and I just wish my granddad Merry Christmas, and I love you.
Did you have a good time, Jeremiah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Juanita Beauregard, and I'd like to wish all my family and friends Merry Christmas, as well as the Angelics, the gospel group that
I sing. And you know, I love you forever, too. Ain't nothing to do about it.
My name is John Wiggins, and I am producer for Common Sense for Jazzy 88, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And Miss Ramona's husband.
Robert Wingfield, Fisk University. I want to wish a very Merry Christmas, a great New Year to all the kids at Kirkpatrick Community Center. Great kids.
Love you, Dr. Wingfield.
Hello, my name is Regina Lawrence. I would like to wish everybody a happy Merry Christmas. Let us not forget about the reason for the season.
Amen.
And those that are less fortunate.
Love you, Regina.
Love you, too.
Been knowing her 35 years.
I'm Victor Chapman, Victor Chapman Productions. First, I would like to wish Mayor a very Merry Christmas for the great job he's doing for our city in Nashville. And love, peace, and unity to the world.
Thank you, Victor.
My name is Angela Michelle Houston. I want to say Merry Christmas to my mother, everyone back in Georgia and Macon County High School, yes. And my husband, Tony Campbell. You're still my best friend. God bless everyone.
Did you have a good time, Angela?
I absolutely did. Okay. Thank you so very much. I couldn't be more happy to be here.
Thank you so much. Okay, who's next?
My name is Erica Hayes. I'd like to wish everybody in Nashville a Merry Christmas and my family in Memphis Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Did you have a good time?
Had a great time.
Okay. Martha J. Brown.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.